I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I thought it would be fun to start off the week with little mini episodes. Never fear, Elizabeth and I will still be doing the regular Wednesday episodes. Those aren't going anywhere. But these little episodes are a chance to share some smaller thoughts that don't always fit into the show, and that I think will help you start your week off a little happier. I was talking to Henry, our producer, and he mentioned this funny thing that a professor had told him when he was in college. And the professor was making a general point about how to get the most out of college. But he made this observation. 1 year after graduation, you forget your professor's names. And 5 years after graduation, you forget what classes you took. And 10 years after graduation, you forget every fact you learned. And I agree, except I realized there is one exception. And when I think back in college, I don't remember the names of the professors I had. I don't remember the names of the classes. I don't remember any of the things that I learned or was tested on. But I do remember certain moments with perfect clarity. And they were both English classes. One of them was when I was in, it must have been a Shakespeare class, because we were talking about Shakespeare. And we were talking about Antony and Cleopatra. And my professor was going through a long lecture, and all of a sudden, she very obviously interrupted herself and said, well, I have to just take a moment and read this one passage because this is my favorite line in all of Shakespeare. And I thought, wow, okay, what is this? And she read, his delights were dolphin-like. They showed his back above the element they lived in. And I have never forgotten that line of Shakespeare. And along the same lines, I was in a class. What class was it? I don't know. I think it was some kind of American literature class or some poetry class. And we were heading towards the end of the semester, so the professor was like, you know, picking up the pace and racing through material. And all of a sudden, he stopped himself and said, how can I digress, but how can I resist? And he stopped and read an entire poem from Emily Dickinson. And I remember thinking, I have never truly appreciated Emily Dickinson before. And when I thought about these two examples, I realized that they had something in common. It was the passion of the professor that stuck in my memory. And I think of that a lot. When I'm speaking, when I'm writing, when I'm doing this podcast, I remember enthusiasm is the best teacher. Today's mini episode is brought to you by Audible.com that has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Get a free 30-day trial at audible.com/happier. Thanks for joining me for the very first mini episode. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.